Hi, I'm WTOP Entertainment Editor Jason Fraley, and we are being joined by, just say your name and your title with the film.
Hey, it's Mallory Ortega. I'm the writer, director, and producer of The Girl Who Left Home.
And it will be the closing night screening of the DC Asian Pacific Film Festival that is going to be all virtual except for your screening. You're the final screening, yeah. And you're the only one that's going to be in person. It'll be at the AFI Silver Theater in Silver Spring, one of the best theaters in the area. Thanks so much for joining us.
Absolutely. Very excited.
All right. So you're from this area. I'm going to get into sort of your, you know, your local roots in a second. But first, let's talk the movie. Hit me with the premise here. It's called The Girl Who Left Home. You know what? You know, logline style.
Well, The Girl Who Left Home is about a girl who left home. But she is at the height of her career at the beginning of the movie. She is a theater performer, but she suddenly learns that her father has passed away and has to return home to deal with the things that she left behind. And it's a movie about chasing your dream and either fulfilling your familial duties or going on your own path.
Now, the other thing that makes this special is I believe it's a musical, right?
It is, yeah.
All right. So talk about why our listeners should turn out just for this, because there's going to be so many, great films throughout the festival. A lot of them heavy social themes or otherwise. But why come out to this one and close it out? Why is a musical the perfect way to sort of close out a festival?
Well, who doesn't love a musical?
That's what the festival director said. Those exact words.
Exactly. I mean, I feel like, you know, this is a very special situation. And so I'm very grateful for DCAPA, because as you know, we filmed the movie in the DMV area. And so not only will you get to see like your local community, but as a musical, you know, I feel like because we're finally coming out of the pandemic and people, I just, you know, everyone just wants to laugh. They want to smile and sing. And I think that our movie is a great mixture of, you know, reality of things that everyone universally can, relate to, but also you get to kind of sing along and be in these moments of the characters. And at the end, you know, like musicals are just so uplifting, and hopefully you'll leave the theater, like, you know, humming our music.
Speaking of leaving the theater humming your music, remind us some of the musical numbers. I obviously we don't want to spoil the movie if people are going to come out, but give them a little taste, you know, like name a title or two of some of the bigger musical numbers.
Sure. I mean, we open with a song called Breaking Through, and it's so fun, you know, like it will make you want to dance out of your seat. You know, this is the scene where our lead Christine is, you know, auditioning for her part, and you get to, you know, share the struggle of being an actor, being a performer and keeping it positive and breaking through. That one's really fun. And one of my favorites is actually the title of the movie, The Girl Who Left Home. Writing that song was so difficult because it was we call it the want song in musical theater. And because the script is constantly evolving, that song was constantly changing. And finally, once everything was settled, The Girl Who Left Home is just such a powerful ballad. And our lead actress, Haven Everly, she is just, her vocals are like butter. Like she can sing anything. And she sings that one live in one take. So that is exciting in itself.
You said something about in musical theater, there's a term called the want song. Is that something like the character wants, or explain what that means?
Yeah. So, it's exactly what you said. It's what the character wants. And it's important for musicals, for the audience to know that. Otherwise you can't really track what's happening. Right. And so usually the want song comes either, it can either be the first song or the second or third song, you know, depending, but usually it's at the very beginning of the movie or the show so that the audience knows like, oh, this is the struggle your character is going through, and they can immediately connect and see how that might change throughout the whole story.
So like a Moana singing How Far I'll Go and gazing off at the horizon. Absolutely. That's sort of the want song. Part of your world.
That is the want song.
Ariel wants to be where the people are. That's the want song. That's what you're saying.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Gotcha. Well, there you go. So you're educating listeners a little here too on how it all works. you hinted at it a little bit, but remind us, you know, who all's in the cast. There's a couple names people will recognize from TV and stage.
Yeah. So Haven Everly, this is her feature film debut. I'm very, very excited for everyone to see her, and she's going to be doing a lot. I'm very excited for her. Two notable people. First off is Paolo Montalban. He plays Uncle Tony, Tito Tony. Paolo was in Roger and Hammerstein's Cinderella from Disney, and that actually just got released on Disney Plus. We're very, very proud of him. And he's also been on Broadway, off Broadway. He is so talented. And then Emmy Colligato, she plays the mother. Her name is Mary. And Emmy has just been in TV. She is so talented. I'm very excited for her too. She was in Malcolm in the Middle. She was Francis's wife, Piyama. And since then she has been in, she was in the Broadway tour of Miss Saigon when it first was out, like when it first hit the stage back in the 90s. So she's been on and off Broadway, and she has been doing a lot of work too in film and TV recently. I think she's going to be in a Netflix show as I think a recurring character. I'm not 100% sure, but she is also just, yeah, so talented. The cast, we all got along so well. Everyone was so gung-ho, team players, and we really became a family, and we all still talk. So, you know, it was just great, great actor and crew chemistry. I'm very excited for y'all to see them.
That's fantastic. And then, of course, you know, this will be a bit of a homecoming for you because, you know, you grew up in Rockville, I read. Talk about, you know, whereabouts, you know, like what school did you graduate from and, you know, how did you get into filmmaking in the first place?
Yeah, I grew up in like, I guess Germantown. Yeah, Germantown, Gaithersburg area. So I went to Northwest High School, go Jags. But then for college, I went to UMBC, and that's kind of where, you know, my filmmaking started. I did a lot of, I double majored in like theater production and film. And so that's why you have a movie that is a musical. I did both. And I just, you know, and then I went to USC for grad school for film. And again, it was kind of like, because I wasn't in the theater world anymore, I really missed it. And I was just like, you know what? I need to make a musical. I need to do something that makes me happy. And that's kind of like where this all started. I really just felt like, you know, I had to tell my story and I didn't want to wait. And I was like, well, I know how to make a movie. So I'm just going to go make it. And, you know, doing a feature film indie style is so hard. It's so difficult to get everyone to say yes to you and keep telling yourself like, yes, this is possible. Yes, you can do it. And I think honestly, it would not have been possible without the community in Maryland, DC, Virginia. You know, like you'll see Baltimore, you'll see a couple of restaurants from Virginia and in DC. My parents actually used to have a restaurant in Silver Spring, in the Silver Spring area, and you know, unfortunately they closed the restaurant after filming, but you know, it was kind of like their time to move on. It wasn't like, you know, anything bad happened. Like, you know, they're getting older and none of their daughters wanted to take over the restaurant. So, you know, it's all good. But,
what was the name? Do you mind? What was the name of the restaurant? Our listeners might remember it.
Yeah. It was called Lumpia Pancit at the Bapap. And, they had a small restaurant in Gaithersburg, and then they moved to the Westfield Mall, in Wheaton. And so my parents had been in the food industry for over 10 years. And so, yeah, they're like, you know what? It's time for a break. So the majority of the film was shot in their restaurant. And I'm glad I got to do it while it was still open. Cause you know, I'm like, wow, like I get to preserve that part of their history, you know, even though I wasn't, you know, able to to help them actually like in the restaurant business, but you know, at least there's this memory of what they did and the hard work that they put into it. So that's a big part of the film, as well as like my parents' house, my sister's house, like my friends, like my, yeah, my, you know, the aunties and uncles, their houses, and everyone pitched in, you know, and a lot of my friends from like middle school, high school, and college, like they came out to help support in so many different ways, like whether it was some of them donated meals, some of them actually came to set to be an extra, and a lot of people donated to our crowdfunding campaigns. So like this film was not possible without my community in the DMV. I'm just so excited that it gets its premiere, like, and we can see each other. So it's, you know, like, I'm just so excited. I don't know what else to say.
No, that's great. I mean, are they all going to be planning on coming out to the AFI Silver, you know, and you're going to have, you know, at least, a packed house of, you know, family and friends, since everyone, you're all local.
Oh yeah, absolutely. If it's, I mean, we're probably going to sell out. So get your tickets soon. Like there's a lot of us coming. And of course, Haven and Paolo and Emmy are going to be there as well. We're excited for our Q&A with AFI and DCAPA. And then I know a lot of, our supporting actors and actresses are coming too from like New York and Virginia and things like that. So yeah, we are very excited. It'll be a nice reunion.
Sounds great. Well, thanks again for joining us. Again, everyone, the festival runs virtually July 15th through the 25th, and you will be the closing night film, The Girl Who Left Home, at the AFI Silver Theater in Silver Spring, Maryland. Hey, thanks for joining us, and, you know, congrats on the film, and best of luck with the screening.
Thank you. Thanks.